Welcome to podcast 1 for FAC 1503, Financial Accounting Principles for Law Practitioners. The purpose of this podcast is to give you a general overview of this module. I'm Mrs. Dry, one of the lecturers for this module. The other lecturers for the module are Mr. Chikutuma and Ms. Van die Kerk. We understand that accounting is not in your line of interest, but FAC 1503 is unfortunately a compulsory module for students studying towards the LLB degree. We also know that most of you feel very uncertain about this module because most of you did not do accounting at school level, and that you believe that it is a very difficult module. I therefore want to put your mind at ease. At first, the information may appear to be very confusing, but if you follow the study guide step by step, working through all the relevant paragraphs in the prescribed textbook, then the methods and procedures will become clear. Accounting can be seen as a new language that you need to learn, and any language has theory and grammatical rules that must be mastered before it can be spoken. Accounting similarly has theory and rules that must be mastered before it can be applied. Accounting is thus a specialized means of communication which is used to convey a message about the finances of an entity. Nobody can learn a new language in 2 or 3 days. Therefore, you need to start right at the beginning of the semester and gradually master the work. It is crucial that you study on a daily or weekly basis according to your planned schedule. Make sure that you master each study unit and relevant sections in the prescribed textbook before you continue with the next study unit. Only attempt to answer the assignment questions after you have done this. There are 2 compulsory assignments for FAC 1503. Both of the assignments contribute towards your year mark, and by doing them and following the suggested study program in Tutorial Letter 101, you will gradually master the work. Please refer to paragraph 8 in Tutorial Letter 101, where we explain how your exam and year mark contribute towards your final mark. Assignment 3 is a non-compulsory assignment and must not be submitted to UNISA for marking. It is, however, still important to do the third assignment and to mark it from the suggested solution supplied in a later tutorial letter. You will receive a number of tutorial letters during the semester. These tutorial letters include a letter with dates and venues of discussion classes, solutions to the assignments, old examination papers and solutions, and if necessary, errata on assignments, the study guide or other study material. Make therefore sure that you read all the tutorial letters immediately and carefully, as they always contain important and sometimes urgent information. Please take note that all the tutorial letters and study material that are not mailed to you are also available on MyUNISA under the official study material link. Make therefore sure that you frequently log onto MyUNISA to see if there is any new tutorial letters or study material available that you have not received through the post yet. This will enable you to stay up to date with your study program and to be aware of errata or urgent information, since posted material sometimes get lost or can be late. The My Studies at UNISA brochure is a very important source of information. Please refer to it if you have any general queries regarding, for example, submission of assignments, assignment marks, MyUNISA problems, deferment or cancellation of the module, exemption for the module when you're sick during the exam, learning centers near you, study fees, etc. Also refer to the My Studies at UNISA brochure for more information on tutorial services, since you have to contact the center closest to you to find out if they present tutor classes for FAC 1503. If you need any further assistance, do not hesitate to contact us via email at fac1503@unisa.ac.za or telephonically at 012-429-4192. I hope this information was helpful and that you will find this module interesting and rewarding.